It is Brand New Country from Brett Eldridge on The Diner with US 99.5. It's called Mean to Me. I love that you're sitting across from me. You're originally in this morning with Lisa and Ray before 10.
Yes.
And the thing that surprised me most is you said that was the first time I've heard my song Mean to Me on the radio. Is that the truth?
Yes, 100% the truth. I've been everywhere but in the radio station, and US 99 is the first place I've been in a little bit. And so I'm sitting in here, and as soon as I walk in the building, they're playing it on the radio. Mean to Me is coming to the airwaves in my favorite city in the world.
So the other weird part is that you were in with them and doing a video camera, and then you said you're going out on Lakeshore Drive to take a run. So you're back from your run. Was it awkward to have the video cameras trailing you and trying to be incognito as well?
Oh, man. Well, I just had to make sure my cameraman was well in shape because he has to run with the camera and a backpack and everything. And I'm a pretty fast runner. I'm not really fast, but I like to run. And whenever I get down there and there's pretty girls out on the beach, it just
gorgeous
brings
day
up the speed. Yeah, and fans, were tweeting everywhere trying to find me. And on Twitter, they're like, oh, because we talked about it this morning, Lisa and Ray, about going on the run. So,
well, it's a good thing you don't stick out because you're 6 feet tall, another 6 or 7 inches.
Yes.
Well, seeing that you came back in, you kept your promise, you are in charge. What's the one song you want me to play on The Diner today?
Okay, well, it could be anything.
Anything.
Any country song.
Any country song if I have it.
Neon Moon, Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn. I played that on Throwback Thursday a couple weeks ago. That's got to be top five songs.
It's one of the best country songs of all time.
I will play
that today.
And
Ronnie Dunn, one of the best voices. One of the main reasons when I was riding around in Paris, Illinois growing up, I listened to Brooks and Dunn all the time. That's one of the main reasons I got into country music. So you got to play
Dunn.
B&D.
Dunn and Dunn.
Your smartphone.
Brett Eldridge in studio with me today with US 99.5. You're doing the show tonight. You got plans before that? What are you doing this afternoon?
I might run out to a Cubs game or something.
Go out to Wrigley. You should go see the Sox on the South Side.
Oh, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can make it out there in time.
This is new country from Little Big Town on The Diner. It's called Day Drinking. This is US 99.5, new country on The Diner from Lady Antebellum and Bartender. I'm Drew. Brett Eldridge sitting across from me. You're headlining, opening up the Windy City Smokeout downtown tonight. Who was the last person you saw in concert that you just dug?
I saw Bruce Springsteen.
Whoa.
Which is one of the coolest shows in the world.
Yeah.
I honestly wasn't even a huge Springsteen fan growing up. I just went and saw Bruce Springsteen. This 60, mid-60-year-old guy is bending backwards, hanging onto a mic stand, like pretty much hovering off the stage. And you're like, dude, I can't even do that. So
we got to practice.
Now I'm doing yoga. But, that was an incredible show. I love people that just ooze entertaining out of their, veins. I mean, it's just like Keith Urban, you go up there, we're going on tour with him this summer. You about lose your mind when you're watching his show because there's so much energy and so much passion. His band's so good and he's so amazing. It's like,
you still get nervous, get intimidated when you're on tour with people that you've admired for so long?
I was nervous. It's a good kind of nervous. It's like, I got to go up there and I got to show him that he made the right choice to pick me to put on, go on the tour. So we played with Keith up in Canada and I got my introduction up there with him.
And said, oh, hey there.
So it was pretty awesome, and he's so cool, and he made it very easy to, he's so easy to get along with, so we're going to have a great summer with him.
If there's anyone listening who is unfortunately not able to come see you tonight, what do you want to tell them?
I want to tell you I love you. I love your heart. I love your soul.
I love
you. I was kidding. We come to Chicago as often as we can, so if you didn't get to see the show tonight, please, please come to the next show. Bring 8 of your friends. My ultimate bucket list goal is to play Wrigley Field and headline that someday. So we just got to keep building this thing. I want to do that so bad. That would be a dream come true. I'm fine with playing anywhere in Chicago, but that would be the happiest moment of my life.
I think that can happen. There's a guy named Luke Bryan. You might have heard of him.
Yes.
5 or 6 short years ago, he was the first opener on the Kenny Soldierfield show. He's the headliner this summer.
Yes.
You can make it happen.
I'm ready. Come on, let's keep doing the Chicago thing. We're going to get it right.
Brett, we love you in Chicago. I'm a big fan of you. Thank you so much for coming back in.
You've always been a good pal. Thank you, my friend.
Brett Eldridge.
US 99.5.